Thank you very much, Chris. Hello and welcome to Wigmore Hall, where the performers about to step out onto this famous stage are members of the Nash Ensemble, who've been resident chamber ensemble here for some 7 years now. In their first concert of the new 17-18 season, they make their annual selection of the best of British contemporary music, which they call Nash Inventions. They're bringing together works by three composers who studied together in Manchester. Alexander Gurr's latest chamber piece, scored for quintet, is a Wigmore Hall commission for the Nash. Sir Harrison Birtwistle's trio was first heard in Germany in 2011, and Sir Peter Maxwell-Davies' string quintet was first performed in a Nash Inventions concert here a couple of years ago during the ensemble's 50th birthday celebrations. And the Manchester connection continues with another new Nash commission, a clarinet quintet by John Caskin. The theme of the Nash Ensemble's programmes this season is the French Connection and juxtaposes music Stravinsky composed in France with pieces written by a wide variety of French composers. No French music today, but the Nash Ensemble do begin with French Stravinsky, the single movement concertino for string quartet he wrote in France during the summer of 1920. He gave it the title Little Concerto because of the collective virtuosity required of the four players, and particularly of the first violin in music, which anticipates the high noon of Stravinsky's neoclassical style. The theatre begins. The lights go down on the auditorium. The wide wooden door with brass fittings opens, and through it onto the Wigmore stage come Benjamin Navarro and Annabelle Meyer violins, Lawrence Power viola and Adrian Brendel cello to begin this concert by performing Stravinsky's concertino for string quartet.